I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, October 12th, 2018. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Matthew.
How are you?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
I feel like a million bucks.
Feels good outside.
A million bucks ain't that much anymore. You know, inflation. I'm not saying it ain't a lot of money because it is, but
right.
I feel like several million bucks.
Several million bucks.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, if you felt like a million bucks in 1950, I mean, that's like 100 grand a day.
$1 million in 1950?
Think about how much more $1 million was then than now. Back when you buy a new car for $600, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, in that regard, for real.
Yeah, so I feel like several million dollars.
Yeah. Today, much different than yesterday. Today, sunny, high of 74. Right now, it is clear and 54 in Greer.
Oh, will you say that one more time, that last part?
Greer.
Oh, I'm at 54.
54 in Greer.
Make them happy.
Yeah.
Hey, Fall. Good to see you.
Feel like $1 million. Look like a $3 bill.
Nah.
That might be outdated. I don't know if people know what that means.
And then Saturday and Sunday, the 72 and 70 and sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Open windows at the house last night felt good.
A little bit of hoodie and jacket weather coming through in the morning time and late at night.
I like that. I like hoodies.
I do too, man. They're fun.
I needed it yesterday when you're out there swimming.
Yeah, I know. It was raining.
Yeah. Any leftovers from that yesterday? Anything happened to you? How's your knee?
My left knee is skin up a little bit. My right one's a little bit bruised, and apparently my left elbow is a little sore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I had my phone in my hand, and I didn't want to fall on it and smash it to bits when I busted my big ass.
You said, yeah. He was fine outside nine, but when he came inside, he slid down, went knee first.
As soon as I stepped on the tile floor, I just whoop, boom, boom, took a knee bump.
Yeah.
I feel fine, though. People seem to like the video, except one dude from New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He posted on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. He goes, "Who is this D-bag?"
Oh.
So then I looked at his profile and I responded and said, "Looks like some old dude. Looks like Nick Saban grew a mustache."
Oh, that was him?
Yeah. Turned around on you.
Turn around on you.
You non-P1 New Jersey man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Don't listen to us. Don't comment on us.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be mean to you.
How'd the video end up, Fat Boy? Is it good?
Yeah,
is
man.
The video news you wanted to share with me?
Well, we got a page on the website.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It was, a case of me being at the wrong place at the wrong time yesterday.
Oh, really?
I had to recut a couple things for the boss's approval. But it's up.
Well, that's good.
If you go to the Planet's website, click on media, click on video.
Yeah.
And check it out.
What was bad? What'd you have to recut?
Well, I just had to cut a couple of logos out and recompress it.
Oh.
File size was too large for what we can handle on the technological end.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes good sense.
Oh, okay.
That makes great sense. So, oh, man. It feels like a Monday, not a Friday to me.
Does it?
I mean, I realize it's Friday and we got a whole lot of stuff going on this weekend and all that stuff, but boy, I'm just bleh.
Why are you bleh?
I don't know.
Need a neck rub?
I went to sleep early last night. Like, mm-hmm. I was in bed, hand to God, at 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
That is a nice thing.
I was asleep, I think, probably by 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
Yeah. I was easily Walmart about 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the biggest one in the upstate.
It's massive, dude. It's like the Georgia Dome.
Oh, nice.
What'd you get? Oh, did you get stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had to get some supplies.
It's funny that it was a double pigskin punishment, Fat Boy and 9 losing. And then yesterday, Fat Boy didn't have a change of clothes, 9 did. So 9 went swimming out in the parking lot, which literally was a swimming pool yesterday. You'll see the video. And then now... Nine is helping with Fat Boy's pigskin punishment. Like, y'all were on a team. And then he already got to the end zone, and he's scoring on you now.
Yeah, I made it to the finish line first and turned around and tried to keep you from getting there at all.
He laps.
Sounds about right.
So,
can't trust him. Can't trust him.
This will be one that I don't know. I don't know if you won't mind it as much. Like, if you had had your druthers between that yesterday and this today, I think you would have went with this today.
Ooh. Probably.
That's good news.
Yeah, because you don't have to move.
You can sit down. And
you don't
do
have
this.
To go outside.
Or stand
oh, really?
Up.
You don't have to get wet.
What are you going to tie an arm behind my back so I can run the board with one arm? Oh. Is that my punishment?
No.
No.
I got to run it with my eyes closed?
No.
Mm-mm. Damn.
No. I don't
know. You can do it sitting down.
Yeah. But can the other person, though? What is he sitting down on? That's the question.
Well, there's a reason there's a hole in the seat of his chair.
Now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
jokes on you, buddy. He's been there.
Sit there later.
Oh, what do you think? I picked the chairs first.
That's true. Fatboy comes in here and picks out his specific perfect chair.
Yeah.
An exercise ball up under
Yeah.
Such a diva.
And the Fatboy always moves the chair that's jacked up to the ceiling from where he sits, and he throws it over here, and usually winds up with Paige having to get it. But Fatboy does not use his body weight to lower it down, so then Paige comes in here and struggles with trying to knock the chair down.
She can't get
so
in it.
For about the last, I don't know, 3-odd years, I've been coming in every morning and lowering Paige's chair before she even gets in here because Fatboy is lazy.
I think it's because, you know, we don't want to hear Paige say the same thing when she comes in here and sees a chair.
But you apparently do because you don't do it.
I just move it, man. I'm like, whoever, I don't know whoever wants to sit in and how they want to adjust it. But for some reason, when somebody's working the board over here, they have to sit way up here.
Is it the same chair? And he keeps switching it back and forth?
Yes.
So it's nothing. It's just the height of the chair, not the chair itself.
This is our morning routine.
Well, aren't you precious?
Here's a glimpse behind the scenes, everyone.
Thank you.
I mean, I broke the monitor yesterday, so I didn't think people would, you know, let me come in.
Yeah.
But they did.
That was a mess.
So I promised I wouldn't touch anything else
Thank
in
you.
Here. Per engineering. So
are y'all done?
I don't know.
Okay. Good. Going on a little trail there.
I thought you were going to hop in and throw something at me.
Oh, no. So what's up?
Just, man, I'm ready for hockey. I'm ready for weekend. I'm ready to weekend. I'm still riding high on that good news we got yesterday.
Yeah.
That was good. That was real good news.
It is good. It is good. I gotta tell you, I ain't got nothing for you.
Nothing?
No.
Okay.
I got nothing. Let's talk more about the chairs.
Well, really? Let's see. I ate a cheesesteak and I went to Walmart.
Yeah.
And then I got a, I stopped and got some gifts from some people on the way home.
Yeah.
I got a bag of
fried. You stopped doing that.
No, not that. I got a bag of fried okra.
Oh.
That's the green stuff in the bag is fried okra.
Oh.
And I also got a giant Halloween skull stein from P1 Machete Betty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my night. It wasn't particularly exciting.
Yeah.
I did sleep through The Shining yesterday afternoon. That was fun.
I'll tell you what Nine did. So he comes in with a bag of okra. He goes, here's some okra. You want some? I'm like, yeah, that's cool, man. I like it. He's like, well, that's all I got. So just take a few.
I said, get you some.
It ain't enough. I thought you were giving me the bag.
No, that's all I got.
Yeah, offer me. Offer me two okra.
He doesn't know how to share.
Thanks, buddy.
Greedy?
It's weird you can just eat okra like that, though.
Yeah, well, it was a little cold. I didn't want to warm it up. But I'm like, if I can only get a few, then I can, you know, choke them down.
Well, you can have the rest.
I took your biggest ones. You can have them now.
You don't complain about it, and then you don't, I offer you the rest. You don't even want it.
I made sure I rated your biggest ones. So you get the little, you get the crumbs later.
That's such a deviant.
You get the fried crumbs.
It's a... Most people can't fry okra, I've noticed. Most of the time you get homemade fried okra, it's burnt. The secret is double bread it and don't burn it.
Yeah. I like it like that, though.
What, burnt?
A little bit of crispness on it.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about where it's just like...
I don't want it black, no.
Burnt to hell on the inside.
Yeah.
My grandma used to just burn everything, especially the okra, man. It was awful.
She put the end pieces on there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Whole thing, man. Whole thing.
We used to eat it raw out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's fuzzy.
So good and tasty.
Go back to those days.
Eating okra out of the garden. Oh, I don't eat it much now. That's the first okra I've had in a long time.
I know, but just go take off to a garden somewhere. Or
go eat.
A farm.
Thought about starting one. But it's a lot of work, man.
I would like to take Fat Boy to the farmer's market and have him play supermarket sweep. Just going through there, just piling up all the stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's too many bad memories, man, because I was forced to work in the garden growing up because we had a big one. Squash, corn, the whole deal.
Swing low.
God. It sucked, man, shucking all that corn, freezing it. Yeah. I couldn't go anywhere. That's what you did on the weekends. Got to work the garden.
I mean, I remember, you know, twisting okries, you know.
Yeah.
And string beans. God bless my grandma. I swear. Yeah.
Shelling beans with grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we did while we watched People's Court.
Yeah, I'm snapping them. So I'm like, well, after I work the garden, maybe I can go to a movie or go skating. No, you got to go shovel goat crap. Mm. You got to clean the hay, clean the stalls. I'm like, come on, man. It's the 90s, and I'm 13. This ain't the 40s. I'm not milking cows before I go to school. Let me go have some fun.
You're not a farmhand.
Nobody could come over because if I had a friend over, guess what? They had to work, too. Yeah.
You just explained so much about your disposition.
Nobody wanted to come over.
I never knew this about you, Fat Boy. I never knew this about old Fat Boy himself. But now, man, it's like a revelation. Like, this explains so much about him.
You know, sometimes I'm like,
you don't do nothing now.
I'm like, I'm going to tell Nine something. But he starts being a dick, and I'm like, I ain't going to do it now.
I'm not being a jerk. I learned a lot about you.
Minute of the day. So that's why I don't tell you nothing.
That's why you wanted to go into the military, so you wouldn't have to stop working at the farm.
Honestly, it was a way to get out.
Yeah.
And what was ironic about it was, you know, I thought I was going to get homesick, and I didn't go. Because I had a whole year under delayed entry to think about it.
And then when you did go, you went to Alabama, and then you came back.
Yeah, I came back. I was going to go back in because of 9/11. Yeah. And it wouldn't take me because of GED.
You sure I can't offer you the rest of this okra?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
See, if he takes the gift of food, it screws up his narrative of me being a dick.
I took all you big ones. Have fun.
Yeah, you did.
Have fun trying to stab the little ones with a plastic fork later. I had big, luscious okra.
You thought I was being a jerk because I didn't offer you the cheesesteak.
Yeah, he pulls out a cheesesteak too. It's about as long as my arm. I'm like, he's not going to finish it. Maybe he'll offer me a half of it. Nah, he wharfed it down.
Wait, you want me to offer you 4.5 inches of cheesesteak?
No, because I'm thinking the one. Because
I still got that. But the sandwich is gone.
I know, isn't that one of those, like, after you say it, you're like, What the hell is
that? I don't know.
Can we strike that from the record, guys? Jury will disregard.
So you're not hungry is what you're saying, Jimmy?
No, I'm good, man.
You've had some sandwiches and some ogres.
I had they said the sandwich was 9 inches, but I imagine it was more like 15. It was huge.
Did you have a super?
No, I got the colossal half to go. Yep.
You got half a colossal?
No, I ate half a colossal yesterday evening, and then I got the other half wrapped up to go.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, I want to get the colossal, but I want half of it wrapped up to go. And I'm like, okay, a lot of people do that. I'm like, yeah, I'm the skinniest dude in here. I bet they do.
You can tell by looking how big it is. It's like a beautiful mind with measurements of meat popping up.
If we ever go to a restaurant and we're like the thinnest customers there, you know it's damn good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. That's your level.
It's called colossal.
Yeah.
Like, used to it would just be a large, or then, you know, you'd have some places that would do a giant, you know, a giant size.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's does giant.
Colossal.
Colossal's an 18-inch cheesesteak.
I'm going to get a ham and cheese. You want that a white? Yeah, can I get the mammoth version, please?
Yeah, is
that
available?
I want the mammoth sandwich.
This place don't exist anymore. But there used to be an old sandwich shop called Ye Old Sandwich Shop.
Oh, I remember that. It was on Augusta Road near Augusta Road.
Yeah, there was one in Liberty, too.
Yeah.
But I hated going to it because when you got a sandwich for like $6, it was so small. It just wasn't enough.
It wasn't a sub sandwich. It was just like a Carnegie Deli.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a big, tall sandwich.
The only two places we would go to was that place or we'd go to Long John's.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're going out to eat tonight, you know, going to pack in some 4 chicken planks. We're going to Ye Old Sandwich Shop. I'm like, God, just leave me at home, please.
Well, since you don't like it, I bet it's good, and I'm going to go to the one in Seneca today.
He preferred Ye Old Sandwiches Shop.
Oh, okay.
These are franchised out. This one doesn't exist anymore.
That's good to know.
I want to get the Tower Sub. Can I get that? The Twin Tower Sub?
Too soon.
Twin. Be a giant sandwich.
Yeah.
Too old.
Let me get the meatball marinara, the humongous, please. I'll do the humongous.
Yeah, I want a sub sandwich, and I want it to be the size of a train car.
Like, if you have a sub that big and you eat it in one setting, you know you're going to need more than one drink.
Yeah.
I mean, just because of the breading alone.
You're not going to have room for any more liquid, though. You don't have room for any liquid. Maybe a little bit of a sip of water is all you got room for, because you've just put, like, 18 inches of sandwich in you.
Yeah. Jesus would have turned that in to feed so many people. That one loaf of bread, and you ate it just yourself.
Like eating the old 86er.
Golly bum. Well, today we have a whole lot of stuff. It was 96er.
96er. Man, that's even bigger.
Yeah.
I just picture back in the day, Jesus splitting up the fish, and he thinks the people in line are to eat it. But, you know, I'm picturing the Plenty of Fish website where just the people are in line to find chicks.
To meet each other. Yeah.
We don't want the fish.
No. No. Loaves and fishes. That's right. So we have a whole lot of stuff planned. First of all, Fat Boy's got to do his punishment today, which Jimmy more than helped. Jimmy, like, anchored it.
I'm not shocked.
No, he really did.
So I'm going to get hurt, shot, tased?
No.
None of those. Mm-mm. No. You're going to be happy about it.
Well, if I'm sitting down, I don't know what to guess.
Yeah.
Just be happy.
You have to take a sub roll.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had one earlier.
No, I like this. You ever had a suppository?
Oh. That's clever, man.
Yeah. The other way.
Yeah. That's clever, Matthew.
Thank you.
Buck suppository.
Burt Reynolds lives on. He lives on.
He does.
Yeah, I thought I might quit laughing like him once he passed on, but no, still do.
Uh-uh. Can't get rid of that. Can't get rid of that. So we'll do Fat Boy's Punishment today, which is going to be, I believe, a whole lot of fun. I think it'll be a whole lot of fun. And I don't think it'll be as bad as you think it's going to be, Fat Boy.
Well, it sounds like you already know what it is.
I do.
Yeah.
I threw out the idea. Jimmy, that's what Jimmy and I do. We'll bounce ideas off each other, and then we'll add to it, take away, and then by the end of the powwow, great radio bit.
Luckily, you had some leftovers from a previous experiment with this thing.
Well, yeah.
So we were able to put it together pretty easily.
Yeah.
Oh, so I got to think back what we've done previously.
Don't think too hard.
Don't think too hard.
Nah, it ain't worth it.
You probably told Paige, I guess, what it was.
Paige doesn't know.
I don't want to know.
Doesn't have a clue.
Until the day of.
All right. I know you're a liar, but whatever. I'll grill you.
Why am I a liar?
I don't know.
We're going to fight today. First, you break the
equipment.
You mess up my chair.
Hey, I moved past you.
I hope it's a horrible thing and you bleed profusely.
God!
Just kidding.
They don't get workers' comp around here.
We're going to make you start your PIP.
Again?
Yeah. That's what my mama called periods when she was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Really? That's worse than period.
Or PIP.
I never heard of that.
I hadn't either. So I started with Pippi Longstocking and stuff like that. She said, shut up, Matthew. It's gross.
It's all gross.
So we'll do a pigskin pigs today. We'll do Fat Boy's Punishment. FOF line. You got time to get in on that. 864-241-4318. 864-241-4318. And then, of course, the P1 payoff continues starting at 7 a.m. this morning. We'll give you a keyword. You text it to 72881. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, Kanye said that this person made a Superman cape for him. We'll find out who did that next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Who made it? Kanye West a Superman cape?
Huh.
Melania. No.
Close.
Like Tom Ford or somebody.
Oh. Was it Yves Saint Laurent?
Exactly.
Yves?
Well said.
All right, we'll find out who made Kanye. This is, did he wear the cape when he went to meet with Trump? Is that what it was?
Perhaps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard a little bit about that. All right. Ooh. We'll find out about that and much, much more in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody. It's
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh,
well, man. It was a big day in Washington yesterday. There are a lot of musicians up in Washington. President Trump signed the Music Modernization Act, which overhauls the way music is licensed, and songwriters are compensated now with by using digital and satellite music services. So Kid Rock, Mike Love of the Beach Boys, singer John Rich, other musicians were up there too. So it was a big day. Not only that, President Trump had a power lunch. He had a power lunch with Kanye West and NFL legend Jim Brown. So before they ate, they had a little powwow for the media in the Oval Office. And it started off with a rant with Kanye for about 20 minutes. It included Kanye saying his Make America Great Again hat is, quote, well, we have the clip.
You know, they tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, you know, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though. But there's times where, you know, it's something about, you know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
Wow. I'm shocked by that, to be honest with you. He doesn't seem to have much in common with Clark Kent.
No.
If Superman's your favorite superhero, you were...
generic.
Dense and one-dimensional. And Kanye doesn't seem like those things.
So he said, when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman cape for me. So not only that, Kanye talked about his...
So it wasn't a real cape.
No.
Oh. That was clickbait.
Yes, it was.
Make America Great Again hat is the Superman cape.
Yes. So he talked about his very high IQ and that he'd never been bipolar. And Kanye's problem is he's just... sleep deprived.
Kanye was called a genius too much. That's what it was. Like for the 3 or 4 album run there, he got called a genius every day of his life. And that puts a lot of pressure on a person. That'll drive you to madness.
Yeah. What is it if you're called the opposite of that? That was my childhood.
Well, yeah, that'll make you try harder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they'll give you a different set of issues.
Yeah.
So he made it with his own hat that he presented. He made a new version of Trump's logo, simply Make America Great, which he hopes that Trump... and Colin Kaepernick will wear that at the Super Bowl. And Trump ate up the whole thing, and he seemed particularly impressed with Kanye's "if he don't look good, we don't look good" line.
What I need Saturday Night Live to improve on, or what I need the liberals to improve on, is if he don't look good, we don't look good. This is our president. He has to be the freshest, the flyest planes, the best factories, and we have to make our core be empowered. We have to bring jobs into America because our best export is entertainment and ideas. But when we make everything in China and not in America, then we're cheating on our country. And we're putting people in positions to have to do illegal things to end up in the cheapest factory ever, the prison system.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty impressive.
I mean, right? What, you can't argue with that. I mean, right, you could, but you'd be wrong.
Right up to the prison system. Like, yeah. right up to that point. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's there's some validity in that, the entirety of that statement.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I still think he's trolling, though.
This is some kind of, like, Kanye Kaufman bit or something.
Yeah. I mean, it is. No, what he said is true. Like... we should, you know, but also, I mean, everybody that's in that mix of helping each other look good, everybody's got to pass it on. You got to make everybody look good.
Yeah, yeah. I saw...
we're not talking fashion here. We're talking about just, you know, reputation, limelight kind of thing.
I was trying to see who else was there in the pictures, to see some of the pictures of him. Like, Kid Rock is Kid Rock, because he looks like Doc Holliday and a pimp had a kid, and it was him.
He looks like Father Guido Sarducci.
He does.
With
literally rose-colored glasses on. Yeah. He looks like Doc Holliday wearing gold chains with a mullet. And then there's some dude there who's the guy who looks like a walrus or Zoidberg from Futurama. He's just some dude with this ridiculous mustache, man.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, standing behind him.
I can't figure out who that is. I can't. I'm trying to figure out who that guy is, but he has this walrus facial hair.
Yeah.
Tusks of mustache.
The light tie and the dark shirt.
Oh, my God.
Father Guido Sardinia. Same glasses, same hat, the whole deal. Used to do a,
that's not Lou Adler.
That was a character on Saturday Night Live way back in the day.
Who played him?
Well, the signing video is up at our website, so you can link that, and I'll post it for you at 933theplanetrocks.com. You can check it out yourself and try to figure out the faces in the video.
They need to do that more, because that was more fun. Just have Kanye, I don't know, give Kanye like the press secretary job or something.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, can you imagine him doing that job? And oh, I can only imagine what he'd say.
They show the guard at the door, and here just Kid Rock just come walking up the walkway, right past all these Marines.
I imagine like Mike Pence, who's like a super buttoned up dude, and then you got like Kid Rock and Kanye and the Walrus and people from the Beach Boys. Mike Pence, like, what the hell, man? What happened?
Like, there's no telling who you see walking through there.
What's going on here? Well, so there was a study done. And about 4 out of 10 people say it's very difficult to predict someone's age just by looking at them. So what they came away with is that we're terrible predicting people's ages just by looking at them, especially celebrities. Because people that when they were looking at older people, they were thinking they were younger. 2/3 of the people thought Johnny Depp was under 50 when he's 55. And 1/5 thought that 57-year-old George Clooney was under 50. And then some of them, 1 in 10, thought that 35-year-old Chris Hemsworth was over 50. So it's kind of hard to
Chris
judge.
Chris Hemsworth?
Thor?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Really?
Yeah.
People are stupid.
Yeah, yeah, big time.
Dumb. They don't need to wear glasses or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, just because you're looking at people on the internet, they may be in their 50s or 60s, but you may think they're a lot younger. So I guess it's hard to look at someone's profile and judge their age these days.
I've gotten pretty good at that. I keep trying to do it on Snapchat. I'll try to guess how old people are. People I don't know that well, but add me on there. I'll look at their picture and try to guess how old they are. And I've been just nailing the ages left and right.
How do you do it? You just ask them, hey, how old are you?
Yeah, I look at the pictures and then I'm like, you know, I'll ask them how old they are and see if I was right. I don't even know if they know I'm guessing. I just ask them how old they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was right.
So a lot of
get you a hobby.
And if, you know, the women look to be of a certain age, they usually don't like that question.
You know what game I played the other night? I watched the American Music Awards, and when they would show a shot of the crowd, I would try to say fan or celebrity because I couldn't tell the difference.
Right? Couldn't tell.
They'd show people that, you know, they were all, you know, dressed up and everything, mm-hmm. and then you could tell that it was a fan. But then when they would show who you thought was a fan, somebody dressed all drab looking, no, that was a celebrity.
Yeah.
I'm so disconnected with pop culture right now.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I don't know what Charlie XCX looks like. No idea.
Last season.
No idea. I imagine probably good looking, but I don't know what she looks
well,
like.
Well, I'm sitting there watching it with my kid, and they do a memoriam to who I thought was called Triple Extension.
Yeah.
But it turns out that guy's name was Triple X Tentacion.
Yeah.
What? We've been saying it wrong as white people. It's not Triple Extension. It was Triple X Tentacion.
I knew we'd mess it up.
Yeah. I saw a picture of Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Come
on. Blank, blank, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
There's no words. Nothing you can say that doesn't involve words we can't say on the radio.
Just wow.
Blank,
colorful.
Damn, dude.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headline.
If I asked Nelson if my daddy would come haunt him, I'm sure of it.
Please.
He would sit please. There and call him what he used to call Michael Jackson back in the 80s. Uh-oh. I know it.
It was like Oscar became a zombie, but he's a dude.
It was like Rainbow Bright had a child with someone not of this world.
Yeah.
And that's not a compliment.
Somebody's got a giant, like, Times New Roman 6ix9ine tattooed on his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And a spider web on his throat.
On his what?
Throat.
A throat.
Throat.
He's his thumb for real.
Throat.
Whoa. Mm.
No, he's got tattoos on his fingers, too. He's covered in 69 tattoos, which is
hilarious.
You're going to be grown one day.
Yeah. You're going to get old, and those will be droopy tattoos.
Gronkowski's going to fight him for that.
I know. He's Gronk's favorite rapper.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
That was fantastic. We'll get into some sports. Got to be a big weekend, even though Clemson's off, right?
Well, you know, London, England's going to get an NFL team at some point. But they might already have one. And it might be taking one of ours.
One of ours?
Yeah.
The Panthers?
No.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I saw the dude was trying to buy Wembley Stadium, but he's trying to move his team there?
I'm not telling you.
I don't know who it was.
Because you lived to ruin it.
But I don't know. I didn't know that.
Is it Al Davis?
It might be a team in Florida.
He's dead. Oh,
it might be a team in northern Florida.
Oh.
Might be one of the biggest ports in the country.
Oh.
My rhyme was Smacksonville.
Oh.
Did I say too much?
Fort Lauderdale. All right, we'll find out more about that and all the big sports of the weekend in your Rise Guys Sports. Morning, everybody. It's Friday. How about that?
All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3, The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
This weekend is the first NFL game of the season in London. Seahawks at the Raiders. But it's going to be a 1 o'clock game. Usually they start them kind of early because they're 5 hours ahead. But that's going to be a night game. It's interesting because the NFL's talked about putting a team in London for a long time. They play 4 or 5 games there every season. Teams hate it, but they got to take their turn doing it. And a lot of people are like, look, it makes sense to move the Patriots. Move them over there. A lot of people think in a few years going to be looking at a different Patriots organization anyway.
No. Why Belichick, would you move Brady. Them, though? Like, they're not hurting. Like,
not at all.
Why would you move a team that's doing well and sells out and well-received and all that?
Yeah, you can't move it. I mean, all the teams in Boston, I mean, you know, people there will go hungry before they'll not go to games.
Some people are thinking about if you take an established team and franchise and try to pop them up somewhere in another country. Maybe it would take form, but the NFL ain't going to work there.
Mm-mm.
They go to these games because they're novelties, but it's the same time as Premier League season, and that's what they care about. It's just a soccer country. Goodell, you can't go everywhere. Stay in this country. They were talking about because Jags owner Shad Khan is trying to buy Wembley Stadium. I don't know how close he is to doing it. But according to a former employee, he heard from Khan himself the team was going to move. And, of course, Khan and the team come out and said it's bogus. Never happened. All rumors, all this time. They don't have any plans to move. They would have to get support from 24 of the 32 owners, and they don't know if they'd even have that.
Don't you think if you're an owner, though, like if one of the other teams, you would say, yeah, let them go? You know what I mean? It's like it'd help you out maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't care what they wanted to do. If they want to go over there and fail, it'd be fine with
If you're a Patriots fan, like a legit Patriots fan, and they move the team to London, are you still a Patriots fan? And how are you a Patriot in London?
It doesn't make sense at all.
None of it makes sense.
No part of moving that team to London makes any sense at all.
Move them to Mexico and call them the Conquistadors.
Yeah.
I don't know how you attract free agents. Because, okay, you'll get 8 home games, but that's 8 more games of a lot of travel.
Uh-huh.
Just this part of the country there is, what, 8 hours on the flight? I mean, it's going to be a long lot of travel.
Yeah. He's probably just negotiating something, saying, oh, I'm going to take my team over here.
He might be. Listen to this, man. Ray Carruth is set to be released from prison October the 22nd in 10 days.
That's another way you know you're getting old. Remember, yeah. We're like, we'll never see him get out.
When you know that his ex that passed away when she was pregnant, the kid made it. The kid survived.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, emergency C-section after the shooting. Well, the kid's 19 now, and Carruth says he wants to be a part of his life. So... don't know how that's going to work out when he gets out, but he will get released. I thought he was in there for, you know, like almost life.
I thought it was like 20, 25 years. That's why I was thinking, like, boy, that flew by.
There's been some news stories about it, mainly out of the Charlotte Observer, about his release coming up in 2018.
And yeah. A lot of people maybe remember him.
And I'm pretty sure he cuts hair in prison. So he'll get out and cut hair for a living, I guess.
Mm. Quavo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the son is... I mean, he has some issues related to all that.
Yeah.
He's not in the best shape.
Ray's 44.
Kid looks just like Ray Carruth, though. It's
oh, really? I didn't see a picture.
Spitting image, man. His name's Chancellor.
I don't know how much, if any, NFL money he saved or kept during the whole thing. I'm sure probably it's all gone.
Imagine.
But yeah, don't be surprised if you see him around town. The Queen City, I assume that's where he's going to go.
Would you stay in the city where you played football? I mean, it's
I don't know.
It's not the kind of notoriety. He probably doesn't want people to know that he's Ray Carruth.
He's from California originally.
Man, it'd be hard to leave easily.
He should go to London. And maybe that'd be an easier way. And just let Ray Carruth go to London.
We got a Dykstra story. Got a Nails story. You know, every time we give you a Lenny Dykstra story, it's not good.
Never.
What do you do now?
Well, this one ain't much better. He's been indicted by a New Jersey grand jury. He's facing 3 third-degree charges, possession of cocaine, possession of methamphetamine, and making terroristic threats. All of what happened back in May with the Uber driver when he allegedly held a gun to the driver's head.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't getting much better. I wonder how much money he's got left. I mean, nobody made any money back then anyway, really. But you got to think with all these lawyers and all these drugs he buys. He's got to, I mean.
And hookers. You know he buys hookers, too.
I imagine he's probably out of the heyday to where if you're a drug dealer, you recognize Lenny Dykstra and you're like, hey, man, here's a bag of weed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's some free drugs.
According to his Wikipedia, he was worth an estimated $58 million in 2008. He filed for bankruptcy in 2009, listing less than $50,000 in assets against somewhere between $10 million and $50 million in debt. So his net worth is roughly $25 million in the hole.
God, man, he blows through money like Barkley did. I didn't find out how much Eisenreich's got. Maybe he can borrow some money off of him.
Eisenreich.
I think Nvidia gives him money.
It might.
Keeps him afloat.
Talk to Crookie. Oh, Dutch. He's Rise Guy Sports.
Thank
you. Dutch is dead, isn't he?
Darren Dalton's dead, yeah.
Yeah, he died.
He's dead. He's dead. Oh. John Kruk, though, somehow, through the testicular cancer and everything, he's still with us.
He made it.
Doing the business. All right, thank you. We'll get into a whole lot of rigmarole next. Also, $1,000 coming up for you with the P1 payoff. Get ready to text whatever keyword Fatboy gives you to 72881 and win you $1,000 with the P1 payoff. It's the Rise Guys. We'll be right back.
Whether you work in a lab, on the lawn, or as a legal assistant, we know you all wake up with the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Alright, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.